continue listening for more special English. First, a development report. Then the program, This is America. July 4th is America's Independence Day. We tell about the Statue of Liberty, a famous statue that honors freedom. We like to hear from our listeners. Write to Special English, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA, or send an email to special@voa.gov.
This is Bill White with the VOA Special English Development Report. The head of the World Health Organization says important efforts are being made to fight the world's serious health problems. But she says gains could be lost if countries around the world do not support new health programs. Gro Harlem Brundtland made her comments to the World Health Assembly in Geneva, Switzerland recently. She described a number of health programs expected in the coming years. However, Dr. Brundtland said the WHO's 191 member countries must support the programs and put them into action. With this support, she said the WHO could reduce the number of deaths caused by malaria, AIDS, tuberculosis, and other infectious diseases. She also said the death rate for pregnant women and babies could be reduced. Dr. Brundtland told WHO members that good health is linked to economic and social development. For example, she described how smoking tobacco threatens to reduce the resources of all countries, especially developing countries. The World Health Organization estimates that 4 million people die each year from diseases linked to smoking. The organization expects that number to rise to 10 million a year in the next 30 years. Most of these deaths are expected in developing countries. Dr. Brundtland said some progress is being made to improve the health of people around the world. She said there are new medicines to treat malaria and sleeping sickness. Also, the cost of medicines is decreasing for people who have the virus that causes AIDS. And she said reforms in the world's healthcare systems are progressing. The head of the World Health Organization also believes progress has been made toward educating people about the world's health dangers. She said that decision makers in both rich and poor countries are starting to understand the cost of deadly diseases. Finally, Dr. Brundtland said there are increasing numbers of medicines and programs to improve people's health. She told health ministers they have a rare chance to improve the health of people around the world. However, she said countries must act immediately to seize that chance. This VOA Special English Development Report was written by Jill Moss. This is Bill White.